just want to note that Mr. Smith is doing an excellent job, even though he's traveling in Europe right now.
I'm telling you. He's got good backup.
Thanks to Mr. Robertson.
I would note that Mr. Robertson returned to Chambers.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back.
You're sneaky. He went out and left and didn't even notice.
A ghost.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1784 for Marlene C. Stabelski for a downzone change in zone from C1 to MR, medium density residential, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although the property is currently zoned C1 commercial, it has been used for residential purposes since the 1960s. Two, rezoning this property to MR will make the zoning consistent with the longstanding use of the property as a residence. Three, the property is located on a cul-de-sac or private residential community. The current C1 zoning of the property is not suitable for this location in a small residential subdivision. Four, there is no frontage on a state highway that is appropriate for commercial zoning. Five, the property is in a development with restricted covenants that prohibit commercial uses. Six, MR zoning is compatible with zoning on contiguous properties. Seven, neighbors on the of the applicant spoke in favor of the application and testified that downzoning to MR would be a benefit to the community. And eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the application.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1784, Marlene C. Stabelski, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1786, Wilson Baker Incorporated.
Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1786 for Wilson Baker, Inc. for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is surrounded by other properties with commercial zoning. As a result, this rezoning is an infill of a small area to conform with the surrounding commercial zoning. Commercial zoning is appropriate for this location at the intersection of US Route 113 and Route 16. The rezoning is consistent with other commercial uses, including the adjacent Exxon, a Royal Farms, a Dollar General store, and other uses. The rezoning will permit the applicant's reasonable expansion of the adjacent gas station and convenience store. Sussex County Comprehensive Plan designates this parcel as being within a highway commercial area where CR1 zoning is appropriate. No parties appeared in opposition to the applications. Any future development of the site will require DLDOT and other agency reviews and will be subject to site plan approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1786, Wilson Baker Incorporated, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1783, Cawthon Ventures DE LLC.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I'm good in this area, so I've prepared a motion for this part. I know it was one public hearing, but there's actually two motions that I prepared.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1783 for Cawthon Ventures Delaware LLC, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1783, Cawthon Ventures, Delaware, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And our next public hearing was conditional use number 2028, Cawthon Ventures, DE, LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, if I have no objection from fellow commissioners, I prepared a motion for this one as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2028, for Cawthon Ventures DE LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2028, Cawthon Ventures Delaware LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order? Anything else to fuss, cuss, or discuss?
No comment.
We do have a meeting coming up with the Board of Adjustment if...
You have, there's a sign workshop. I emailed you earlier this afternoon. It is September 29th at 9 in the morning at Dell Tech here in Georgetown. If you are unable to make it or able to make it, please let me know. I have heard from two of you, so I appreciate that. So just let me know as soon as possible. Thank you.
Is that the commission and the board?
It's commission, council, and board.
Oh, council.
And the trifecta of land use in Sussex County.
And some shareholders.
Yes.
Stakeholders.
Stakeholders.
Good, great.
Public comment taken on those and that everybody...
Perfect. That's what it needs to be. I'm pleased that it's taking shape that way.
For those of us in retirement, that's a bit early, but we'll try.
Yeah, but if you had tea time, you'd
yeah, right.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah,
be
tell me
different.
About it. Yeah, give a handkerchief out here. And tears. Put your tears are flowing now.
It is a Tuesday. Council will have public hearings in the afternoon. They will start the regular agenda at after lunch with
all
public
then.
Hearings.
There being no other business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Okay.
One of the.